recycling services. The trees are usually chipped up and become useful mulch for parks, trails, and other landscapes. If you don't have a recycling facility nearby, run the tree through a chipper or cut it up into small pieces.
You can always use a sharp bow saw and carefully cut the branches off and cut the trunk up into smaller pieces and essentially create your own mulch that then can be used around the base of your own landscape plants.
Christmas trees also make effective erosion barriers for lake and river shoreline stabilization. The branches and trunk help lessen the amount of sand and soil washed away by the water. Laverne says one thing you do not want to do is feed a dry tree inch by inch into the fireplace. He knows of a guy who thought the fire would only consume what was going directly in the fireplace, and the tree went up all at once. That guy had a bad day. Find more tips for recycling your Christmas tree at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel is on high alert for an escalation of tensions with Hezbollah after a senior Hamas leader was killed in a Beirut drone strike. Former President Trump's legal team officially appealing to Maine's Supreme Court, trying to overturn the decision by Secretary of State Shenna Bellows to keep him off the ballot there. Bellows says she was just doing her job.
I reviewed the weight of the evidence in the hearing and made the determination that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment does apply to the president, and that the events of January 6th were not only tragic, but qualified as an insurrection and happened at the behest of and with the knowledge and support of the outgoing president.
President Biden, back from his New Year's trip, as the White House says, negotiations on border funding are moving in the right direction. Investigations underway into the fiery collision between a passenger plane and a smaller Coast Guard plane on a Tokyo runway earlier this week. This is ABC News. Out at Harvard, President Claudine Gay, she announced her resignation after just 6 months in office amid accusations of plagiarism and controversy over her testimony on anti-Semitism before Congress. More legal trouble for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. He is already accused of using his office to help Egypt, and now, says ABC's Aaron Katursky, he is charged with illegally helping another country.
According to prosecutors, Menendez has been continuing to receive things of value from the Qataris. At one point, the new indictment says that Menendez was offered luxury wristwatches, among other things, worth between $10,000 and $24,000.
For the first time ever, Philadelphia is being led by a woman, Mayor Sherelle Parker, sworn in as the city's 100th mayor and its first woman. And that was one expensive drink. The NFL has now fined the owner of the Carolina Panthers, David Tepper, $300,000 for throwing a drink on a fan at the Jacksonville Jaguars game during the Sunday's game. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Names have been submitted for Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot. Leaders of the state's political parties met briefly at the Capitol on Tuesday. Six Republican Party candidates and Democrat President Joe Biden were submitted for the ballot. Those names move on to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Concern for multiple overdose deaths in and around Kenosha. The medical examiner's office in Kenosha County issued a public warning about them after they responded to 9 cases in a recent 12-day period. That includes 3 deaths last Saturday. The deaths happened to those in age between their late 20s to their mid-50s. And the number of homicides in the city of Milwaukee dropped substantially in 2023. Data from the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission shows the total number of homicides dropped by 25% last year. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on flurries this morning. Temperatures hovering in the upper 20s here for much of the day. Wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 15. Tomorrow, sunny, 27. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 32. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. 4 people were arrested in Buffalo County after a traffic stop in the town of Buffalo Saturday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies pulled over Takara Ray for a traffic violation and found that Ray exhibited signs of impairment. An investigation and search of the vehicle found a significant amount of cocaine and marijuana in the vehicle. Also arrested were Marcus Shines, Kyron Pickett, and Crystal Shines. Marcus Shines is also charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. All 4 are from Winona. An Eau Claire County deputy is being called a hero after he helped free a man who was trapped under a fallen tree. The sheriff's deputy is Stephen Shelwitz, and he used the man's chainsaw to cut him loose. The man was apparently doing work on the oak tree when it fell on him. The man was treated at the scene by paramedics, but was otherwise okay. The sheriff's department says Deputy Shelwitz's quick action yielded a positive outcome in what could have been a life-threatening situation. The Buffalo County Fair is in search of a new board member. Fair board members help organize the fair and fair events and also help out during fair week. Interested people wanting to be part of the fair board are encouraged to send an email to lisakeys@yahoo.com for more information. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding anglers that the early catch and release season for inland trout starts this weekend. On designated inland waters, anglers can target any of Wisconsin's 4 inland trout species from January 6th through May 3rd using artificial tackle only. Anyone wishing to participate in the season will need to have a 2023-2024 fishing license and inland trout stamp as well, which can be purchased through the DNR's licensed portal Go Wild or in an authorized retailer. Any trout caught, though, will need to be released immediately. Those interested can find in more information by visiting the DNR's trout fishing webpage. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says a new extreme risk protection order law that went into effect Monday will help save lives in Minnesota. Walz, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and members of law enforcement spoke about the law yesterday in St. Paul. Also known as a red flag law, the measure allows courts to issue a protective order to seize firearms from anyone found to be a danger to themselves or others. Walz says the new law does not infringe on the rights of gun owners and called it a piece of common sense legislation. Lieutenant Governor Flanagan said the law will be a success, even if only one life is saved through its use. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Wisconsin's Republican and Democratic parties met yesterday to verify their 2024 presidential candidates for the April 2nd primary election. Brian Schimming, Wisconsin Republican Party chairman, says it was a joint meeting between the parties to verify who will be on the ballot. He says the group is planning for a large turnout at the primary and polls in 2024. There are, of course, questions about one name in particular. WKOW reports both the Republican and Democratic parties of Wisconsin expect former President Trump's name will remain on the Wisconsin ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will have to finalize the names approved by the two political parties for the ballot. There's no word yet if the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up a challenge based on the 14th Amendment insurrection clause before the primary and Wisconsin presidential preference ballots. Wisconsin's economy ended 2023 in a strong position. Jobs and employment data are still being gathered for December, but the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reports in November there were more than 3 million people employed in the state. That marked a new record. November saw 1,700 employees added to the workforce. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was 3.3% and was lower than the national average of 3.7%. Wisconsin companies and organizations say they're looking to get $7.5 million as a federal investment in biohealth. The Economic Development Administration deemed Wisconsin one of 31 tech hubs in the U.S. The deadline to apply for a second wave of federal funding is February 29th. The EDA says they predict between 5 and 10 of the nation's tech hubs will be eligible for investment. Wisconsin's lakes haven't frozen over with the warmer than usual winter temperatures. That's causing worry for ecological and economic consequences. Adam Sutterstein with the Clean Lakes Alliance says there are certain plants and animals that depend on temperatures and light from frozen lakes to survive. Sutterstein says many local businesses, such as restaurants and gas stations, won't see as much business. The Wisconsin State Climatology Office says the median freeze date for Lake Mendota is December 25th. Last year, it froze on the 20th. In the past, Sutterstein said the lakes have frozen as late as mid-January. Applications for the next Allison Dereland are now open. The role is through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The woman who fills the role will travel and talk with the media about the state's agriculture industry. The next Allison Dereland will be the 77th, replacing Ashley Hagenow. Applicants must be Wisconsin residents, women, and have experience with communications or marketing work. The application deadline is closing the afternoon of January 31st. The year-long term begins July 8th.
Minnesota transportation officials say more than 300 people were arrested for drunk driving over the New Year's holiday weekend. The Minnesota Department of Public Safety reported that in 2023, there were 27,197 OWI arrests made statewide. That's up more than 1,300 from 2022. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Minnesota is starting the new year with more protections in place for that state's turtle population. Minnesota lawmakers acted last year to stop commercial harvests of western painted turtles and snapping turtles. They also outlawed using traps to catch turtles. Scientists say the long-lived species is vulnerable to overharvesting because of threats from predators, pollution, and the loss of natural habitat. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds weekly community Bible study and discussions in towns throughout our region. And we are now coming to Durand, meeting Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at Cell Block Bar and Grill. Our gatherings are extremely casual and consist of fellowship and learning from Scripture as well as each other. Whether you belong to a local church or not, you are welcome to come and spend the evening with us. No hooks, no catches. We are a non-denominational evangelical church. You're safe with us.
The Minnesota Wild's offense continues to struggle during a 3-1 loss to Calgary at the Xcel Energy Center. Minnesota surrendered two goals in the first period, but Pat Maroon lit the lamp in the second to bring the Wild within a goal. However, Calgary sealed the win with an empty netter in the final minute. Minnesota will host Tampa Bay tomorrow night. The Timberwolves will try to get back into the win column when they host the New Orleans Pelicans tonight at the Target Center. The Wolves are coming off a 112-106 loss to the New York Knicks. Minnesota has not lost back-to-back contests this season. The T-Wolves sit atop the Western Conference at 24-8. The Vikings will begin their potentially final week of practice today. Minnesota will spend the week preparing for their Sunday road game against Detroit. The 7-9 Vikings need to win in order to have a slim chance of making it to the postseason. Minnesota is currently in last place in the NFC North. High school basketball from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In a game heard here on WRDN, Durand, Arkansas defeats Stanley Boyd 62-58. Turtle Lake defeats Colfax 68-55. Was Bloomer over Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 63-37. Elk Mound over Altoona 65-58. Cadott defeats Oliva Strum 66-58. Wabasha Kellogg defeated Bethlehem 69-50. In girls high school basketball from last night, Boyceville over Augusta 63-47. It was Glenwood City defeating Frederick 51-50 in overtime. Bethlehem easily defeated Wabasha Kellogg 72-21. Colfax defeats St. Croix Central 60-32. It was Elk Mound over Bloomer, 67-32. And Cochran Fountain City defeated Osseo Fairchild, 55-50. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HOT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HOT to 321-321. That's HOT to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
21st-ranked Wisconsin improving to 2-0 in the Big Ten, knocking off Iowa 83-72 at the Kohl Center on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Wall scored 19 points. A.J. Storr added 16 for the Badgers, who attempted 35 free throws to Iowa's 16.
I just never felt comfortable, really, the whole game. And that's a credit to Iowa with how they score and different weapons and that they bring to the table. But I thought the second half, we calmed down a little bit offensively, played through the paint, obviously got to the bonus and shot a lot of free throws, which was important. Took a little bit better care of the ball. And then, you know, we're able to at least find and guard Peyton Sanford in the second half much better than what we did in the first half.
Badger coach Greg Gard, Tony Perkins had 25 in a losing effort for Iowa, which dropped to 0-3 in Big Ten play. Elsewhere, number one Purdue down Maryland, 67-53. Illinois over Northwestern, 96-66. Bucks saw their 15-game home court win streak fall to the Pacers on Monday. They'll try to bounce back with a matchup in Indianapolis tonight. The Bucks lead the NBA Central, but just 1-3 against the Pacers this season. The Packers are back in the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's regular season finale against the Bears at Lambeau Field. Chicago's been eliminated from the postseason, but they'll be trying to play spoiler in Green Bay on Sunday afternoon. And for the Packers, it all comes down to Sunday.
That's what you want. You know, the last game of the season, to get in the playoffs, playing the Bears, but, you know, what else can you ask for?
That's Packers nose tackle Kenny Clark. Sean McVay planning to return to the Rams next season. He pondered retirement after the 22 campaign, but decided to keep coaching and will do so again next year. 37-year-old is 69-45 with a Super Bowl title to his credit. He's currently under contract through the 26th season. U.S. knocked off Latvia 7-2 in the World Hockey Junior quarterfinals yesterday. They'll take on Finland in Thursday's semifinals. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New. NORDICUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds, slight chance of maybe some light snow or flurries throughout the day, highs low 30s, northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 15, and for Thursday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs in the upper 20s. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds, Wabasha, Nelson at 33, Pepin and Lake City 32, Mondovia, O'Galley 31, Plum City 30 here at WRDN Clouds. And 32 with Tim McGraw and Like Live Like You Were Dying. Good morning. It's 7:23.
You said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me. when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday
shake it real low, shake it till you can't shake it no more. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. And what really turns me on is the shape. When Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shape. Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shape. So what really turns me on.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway. Kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that? But losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson today. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying in. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven
song too late.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Jordan Davis, Tucson, Too Late. I'm Brian Winnikins. And good morning and happy Wednesday. Coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. And you can send us a message that way. This morning, a woman is upset with Hershey over their Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. We'll tell you about that and what she's all doing with it now. We'll tell you about a pair of twins that were born 1 year apart. Yeah, we'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Yesterday I was like, are we done with 2024? One, I didn't win Powerball. Two, we had gremlins. I mean, they were everywhere. It was about 6:30-ish or so when everything just decided to say, nah, we're done. Thank you. Have a nice day. We had a pretty major equipment malfunction here in the new studios. And was not fun. It was the beginning of a very bad day. Anything that could go wrong did go wrong. Let's see. We had that happen. Then with the main computer here in the studio, then the secondary computer said, nah, I'm done too. And so I had that issue. And then we had another issue with a mistake on billing. And then we had another issue with, I was getting ready for the game last night and all of my equipment. I carry in a big roll suitcase that folds in half. It's a bigger suitcase just because with all the equipment I have to handle. Well, and I normally before every game, I always go back through it to make sure, okay, I got everything. I didn't misplace something, especially with the move. I've been grabbing stuff here, there, and everywhere. And the zipper fell apart. You know how you zip it and it zips, and then behind after you've zipped it, the zipper all just kind of falls to pieces. And now you can't go either way. I basically had to cut the suitcase open to get my stuff. Then I had to go get a backup suitcase, which was too small. It's just like I just was going to start playing, you know, gloom, despair, and agony on me. I'm telling you. Hopefully today is better. So far, so good. Knock on wood.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand. Forecast for today, cloudy. We'll have a slight chance of some light snow or flurries throughout the day. Highs low 30s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight's partly cloudy, colder. Lows near 15. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 20s. For Friday, mostly cloudy. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds. So Wabasha and Nelson at 33. Pepin and Lake City, 32. Mondovi and Ogallee, 31. Plum City at 30. Here at WRDN, we do have some clouds and 32 with Brooks and Dunn and Boots, Scoot, and Boogie. It's 7:38.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women,
good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Struck out in the woods to do the boots and boogie. Yeah, here we go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go, boots-y. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boots good boogie. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making a shake, doing the boots good boogie.
Our guns. We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. Cause this is how we roll.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I won't be bored. I won't be bored.
I will be your everything.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Parker McCollum, Burn It Down, 7:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. And the Durand Improvement Group will be holding a Fun Fest meeting tonight. They are looking for volunteers. They need a parade coordinator and a car show coordinator. They really need your help with this year's Fun Fest. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:45 at Durand City Hall. Of course, Fun Fest in June. I love June because June means it's warm. June means the days are long. And June also means Dairy Month and all the different dairy breakfasts and such. Well, the Dunn County Dairy Promotions Committee is going to do something different this year. I kind of like this idea. Instead of the early morning breakfast where, you know, you show up, you're supposed to show up at 7, but everyone starts showing up at 6:30. They're going to do a brunch this year, which I think is a good idea. This is going to be held on June 29th from 9 to 1, and that's going to be held at the Kay and Kevin Gilbertson Farm in Elk Mound. I kind of like that idea. That way, you know, because normally for the dairy breakfasts, when we're doing our broadcasts, like, oh, man, I got to be there by 6. So it's like Saturday morning, I'm getting up like it's a normal weekday. Where this now, I'll be able to sleep in a little bit. I kind of like that idea.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Why Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji aluminum-free dry spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for just $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. We have all the supplies you need for your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away.